This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This evening's opening of a new Mel Brooks musical is the most highly anticipated opening of the Broadway theater season. His last show, The Producers, was a big hit, winning 12 Tony Awards and running for 6 years. Now it's Young Frankenstein, and all of Broadway is asking, can lightning strike twice? Jeff London says it not only can, it does.
Lightning strikes again and again, and then some, in Mel Brooks' new musical version of his classic horror film parody, Young Frankenstein. TV star Megan Mullally plays Elizabeth, Dr. Frankenstein's fiancé.
There's so much heat on this show, and everybody's like, you know, can they do it again kind of thing. And it's a giant show. It's a gigantic show with pyrotechnics and, I mean, it's huge.
According to some published reports, $20 million huge. So huge, it's been something of a lightning rod for criticism in the Broadway community, even before its opening. The ticket prices assume Young Frankenstein will be a monster hit. The official top price is $120, but some of the very best seats in the house are being offered at a premium rate of between $275 and $450 a pop.
I wanna be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
Of course, the reason for the producer's breezy confidence is the irrepressible comic spirit of Mel Brooks, who created a string of popular movie parodies, including Blazing Saddles and High Anxiety. At an age when most people retire, Brooks lived his dream of writing a hit Broadway musical in 2001 with the Producers. Susan Stroman directed and choreographed that show, as well as Young Frankenstein. She says the 82-year-old author is a Broadway baby.
He loves it so much. He loves the Broadway community. He loves the actors. He loves the live audience, which he never got in the film world. In every movie, there is a musical moment. I think it was a real foreshadowing that Mel Brooks was meant to write a musical.
And now
a couple of years after The Producers opened to unanimous raves, Mel Brooks began to think about adapting Young Frankenstein for the stage. And a musical idea got stuck in his brain.
It came about because I kept hearing somebody singing, "He was my boyfriend," and that person was me. I'd sing it in the shower, I'd sing it in the toilet, I'd just keep singing it all the time. He was crazy as a coot, didn't give a hoot, he was my boyfriend. And I kept hearing he was my boyfriend.
There's every woman he would flirt. He always treated me like dirt, but I was happy to be hurt. He was my boyfriend.
Comedian Andrea Martin plays Frau Blücher, the role Cloris Leachman made famous in the movie. She says that working with Mel Brooks to put her own stamp on the role of the mysterious housekeeper was fun.
You would think that you would be intimidated, you know, but because he's kind of a mensch and has so much energy and loves what he does so much, there's nothing standoffish about him. So it's like he'll get in the sandbox and play with you. So it makes for a lot of laughter.
Then he turned to me, that charmer, whispered, "Let's play farmer," and plowed me till the cows came home.
Mel Brooks has loved musicals since 1934.
I saw Anything Goes. I was about 9 or 10 years old, and Ethel Merman was on the stage. I was sitting in the last seat in the second balcony, and I thought she was too loud.
Young Frankenstein is set in 1934, and many of the songs are affectionate nods to the great songwriters of that era, like the hummable first act finale, The Transylvania Mania.
Have you heard about the mania? If not, then let me explain ya. Yes, sir, it's the Transylvania Mania.
Well, Mr. Irving Berlin, I mean, was my muse vis-a-vis Transylvania Mania. Eric Berlin was the great dance songwriter. It's always doing something, doing the this, doing the that, you know, putting on the Ritz, which is a great dance, you know. And so when I thought of ending the first act, I said, we got to end with an Irving Berlin-type classic.
Lose the blues and don't complain. Hit the dance floor, feel no pain. I love it. Do the Transylvania Mania.
And yes, for fans of the film, the show also includes Putting on the Ritz, an actual Irving Berlin classic, sung by Dr. Frankenstein and the Monster.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
That's Gene Wilder and Peter Boyle from the film's soundtrack. In the musical, choreographer Susan Stroman has turned it into a zany production number.
There's a twist on the phrase, being afraid of your own shadow. Well, in Putting on the Ritz, the monster's shadow actually is afraid of the monster.
All the other songs in the show are by Mel Brooks, like the big second act ballad Megan Mullally sings after her character Elizabeth finds deep love with the monster.
Deep love. At last I found deep love. Been searching for deep love for all of my life.
Well, the character that I play has a little bit of an awakening, shall we say, when she realizes that the monster actually has certain attributes that her fiancé, Dr. Frankenstein, is lacking. And she sings a song, sort of an ode to that, called Deep Love. And it's a love song. Why are you laughing? It's very touching. It's a touching love song. Bring your kids.
The last lyric in Young Frankenstein, during the curtain call, promises maybe next year Blazing Saddles. So, is that what Mel Brooks is working on now?
No, actually, you know, I was thinking about Marco Polo. You know, he was an interesting guy. He wore kind of nice kind of Chinese dresses and stuff. And, you know, the combination of spaghetti and gunpowder. How could you? You can't. It's hard to beat that. I think that would probably make a great musical. Maybe I'd call it Spaghetti and Gunpowder. The story of Marco Polo, you know. So I may work on that.
Young Frankenstein opens on Broadway tonight. Keep your eyes peeled for Spaghetti and Gunpowder. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.